Welcome to day two of the Clarity Cleanse. I am Kaylin Asher, and I am so excited and honored to have you joining me for this experience. Yesterday, we did a little bit of breath work. It was super sweet, super short, but a great doorway into the cleanse. I hope that went well for you. If you haven't yet done it, make sure you head back and do that. It's such a simple practice. You can do it along with today's practice that I'll be sharing with you. What I want to talk about today is mindfulness. And this is a really interesting thing because I realize for myself, I'm talking from my personal experience now, I spend so much of my time living in the future, thinking about the future of my business, things I'm going to do with my husband and my kids, where our lives are headed. And it's really fantastic. I love that. I love thinking about the future. But sometimes when I feel the gap between where I am now and where I want to be or think I should be, there's a little bit of anxiety or worry or doubt. Some negative emotion creeps in. But when I drop into being truly mindful and truly present in this moment, here and now, that just dissipates and it melts away. And so today's practice, I want you to stop whatever you're doing for 5 solid minutes. And if you're anything like me, sometimes setting your phone timer feels good and you know that there's just this container of 5 minutes there for you. It feels a little safer and more comfortable to practice mindfulness sometimes within those boundaries. So if that's the case, you're going to take out your phone, set your timer for 5 minutes. And if you like, you can close your eyes, you can focus on your breath, you can meditate if that's something that feels comfortable for you. You could even go for a short walk outside and just really be in nature. Like, don't pop in the earbuds, try not to engage in conversation with anyone, just take in the sights and sounds. Another great time to do this is in your car. Not while you're driving, but let's say you get to the grocery store, set your timer for 5 minutes, sit there and just notice. Notice your breath, notice the people, notice the warm sunshine coming in through your window. You could do it maybe if you're waiting to pick up your kids somewhere. You can fit this in wherever need be. And if you can, what I would suggest is that you do this practice immediately after listening to this audio and get it in. Give yourself the gift of these 5 minutes. Every single day of this cleanse, the practices are all 5 minutes or less, and I designed it as such because I am a mom and I'm a business owner, and I get that even finding 5 minutes can sometimes feel like a challenge, but when I really come back to it, I know that I deserve those 5 minutes, and I know you do too. So I really hope that you'll embrace today's mindfulness practice. The thing is that so much of the time, we don't even realize that we are in a state of rushed, semi-panic, semi-anxiety. We're moving through our life so very quickly, always thinking about the next thing, focusing on our to-do list, that we rarely just drop into our bodies and realize that life is pretty darn good right now. We've hopefully got our health. We probably have a roof over our heads. We have food on the table. We are likely in the place of pursuing something that we're really intrigued by or really lit up about in our career, in our work. You know, things are going pretty darn well, and sometimes we just need to pause for a few minutes to recognize it. So when you are done listening to me, I'd love for you to right then set that phone timer for 5 minutes, stop what you're doing, and just drop into your body, feel your breath, and just take in all the beauty and all the amazing things that are around you. And then write about it in your journal. Take another minute to maybe do that. I think it's always really helpful to glean the insights that arise when you start doing these practices like we're going to be doing during the cleanse. And then head into the Facebook group. Let me know how this day two practice went for you. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another super simple practice that will help you cultivate calm, confidence, and clarity in your life.